We present The Unbelievable Truth, the panel game built on truth and lies. In the chair, please welcome David Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to this lockdown edition of The Unbelievable Truth, the panel show about incredible truths and barely credible lies. I'm David Mitchell. Today I'm joined by four comedians delighted to be able to take part without having to get dressed. It's four of my favourite lockdown laughter makers. Oh, God, I've been inside too long. Please welcome Sean Locke, Zoe Lyons, Lucy Porter and Jack D.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello, all. So, the rules are as follows. Each panellist will present a short lecture that should be entirely false, save for five hidden truths which their opponent should try to identify. Points are scored by truths that go unnoticed, while other panellists can win points if they spot a truth, or lose points if they mistake a lie for a truth. First up is Lucy Porter. Lucy's latest stand-up show was about how she hoped being a brownie as a child would prepare her for anything. If only she'd earned her global pandemic badge. Lucy, your subject is country and western music, popular vocal music characterised by romantic or melancholy ballads. Before you start, Lucy, let's test our special lockdown buzzers. Lucy goes... Thank you. Sean goes... Lovely. Zoe... Nice. Hotel reception. And Jack? Lovely.
Jack's the only one making that noise himself.
A damp palm and an armpit.
Yeah.
OK, please start your lecture, Lucy. Buzzers at the ready, the rest of you.
I will. Country and Western music is named after Weston-super-Mare, where it was invented on the 3rd of July 1922. Other popular genres from the area include Mendip dubstep and cheddar cheesy listening.
Yes, Zoe.
Mendip dubstep has a ring to it. If it doesn't
as
exist,
does your
it,
pinger.
As it does my pinger. Yeah. I'm loving anything with a ring to it. If Mendip dubstep doesn't exist, then I think it should, but I think it might.
It doesn't.
Oh, it's such a shame. Well, there's a window of opportunity once all of this is over.
I'd just like to say that was a very silly challenge and I hope people are going to take this more seriously.
Come on, Mendip dubstep, Sean, come on. Right, okay.
If you don't end in negative numbers, have you really played? That's what
no,
I think.
No,
right, I see.
Well, the name given to the genre that mixes country music and rap is hick-hop.
Sean.
Hick-hop.
Correct.
Nice.
Hick hop's a thing. Well done, Sean. You get a point.
Feels good. I'm just saying it feels good, guys.
Well done, Sean.
Good,
well
challenge.
Done. Nice play. Yeah.
Country music song titles are always highly distinctive and include I'm tired and exhausted, just like my pickup truck. You took me out for steak, but you drove it through my heart.
Sean, you were first there.
I think that's true.
You took me out for steak, that yeah. one. It's not true. Sounds very plausible.
I thought the other one was...
What one?
The pickup truck.
I'm tired and exhausted just like my pickup truck.
Yes.
That's not true either.
Oh, you no. did? Oh. Yeah.
But when you're doing your Mendip dubstep, you can use all of these. You can have them. I will give them
my
to
God,
you
My God, this
free.
Game is hard, just like my life. I mean, that could be one, couldn't it?
That's a great one. Not one of Hank Williams Jr. or Hank Williams III were actually called Hank, while Dolly Parton's real name is, of course, Hank.
Yes, I'm going to go for the Hank thing. I'm going to say none of them were called Hank.
You're right. Mm-hmm. None of them were called Hank. Not Hank Williams, not Hank Williams Jr. or Hank Williams III. Mm. Their real names are Hiram, Randall and Shelton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah.
You'd totally call yourself Hank after that, wouldn't you?
You know why I guessed? I just thought there's no point in making that up even. So
yeah.
I noticed she does speed up over truths. Just highlight the other guys to that. Just warning you.
OK, thank you.
Getting through. She does it very quickly and goes on to the next thing.
Dominic Raab does the same, I think.
Johnny Cash, whose original first name was Reddy, notoriously performed a number of tough gigs in zoos. He first turned to alcohol abuse after being mauled by a Bengal tiger in Cincinnati Zoo, became addicted to painkillers when he was attacked by an ostrich...
Sure.
The ostrich.
You're right. It's the ostrich.
Good.
Yeah. According to his autobiography, Johnny Cash became addicted to painkillers following an attack by one of the ostriches he kept in an exotic animal park by his house in Tennessee. It's all very Tiger King, this.
He was the original Tiger King.
Yeah. It broke his two lower ribs and ripped his stomach open down to his belt before knocking him over onto his back and breaking three more ribs on a rock. It only ran off after Cash managed to hit it on the leg with a stick. So that's quite vicious.
Wow.
In its defence, it was, I think he'd done something to another ostrich and it was defending...
What had he done to another ostrich?
I stole its lyrics.
Broke its heart.
Cash's habit for courting disaster did not end there. In 1965, he destroyed over 500 acres of California's Los Padres National Forest, killing 49 rare condors after accidentally dropping his own burning ring of fire.
Zoe.
I reckon he did destroy a bit of California with fire, because he was a bit reckless.
You're absolutely right. In court, it was alleged that during a fishing trip, Johnny Cash lit a fire which quickly got out of hand, scorching 500 acres of land and roasting to near extinction. That's definitely overcooking. 49 of the area's 53 endangered California condors. He was found guilty and fined $82,000.
Country music is actually one of the richest areas for musical experimentation and innovation. In 2014, Taylor Swift accidentally released 8 seconds of White Noise on iTunes, which went to number one in Canada.
Yes, Sean.
I'll go for the Taylor Swift.
Correct. Mm. Yeah, due to a glitch in the Canadian version of iTunes, a Taylor Swift song entitled Track 3, which comprised 8 seconds of White Noise, was accidentally released for download, priced $1.29, and immediately shot to the top of the iTunes chart.
And in 1978, Willie Nelson began singing a song that is technically still in progress. The Mayans believe that when he finally finishes it, the world will end.
Thank you, Lucy. So, Lucy, at the end of that round, you've managed to smuggle no truths past the rest of the panel, which means you've scored no points. Although, you did manage to get several points saying some excellent fake country and western music titles, which is going to lead me to read out a list of some real ones, because they're funny. I'm so miserable without you, it's just like having you around. How can I miss you if you won't go away? She got the gold mine and I got the shaft. Get your tongue out of my mouth, I'm kissing you goodbye. And you're the reason our kids are ugly.
Classic.
Anyway, Lucy, that means you've scored no points. Johnny Cash's estate refused permission for his hit Ring of Fire to be used in a commercial for hemorrhoid cream. The product was eventually marketed using an obscure Cliff Richard B-side called My Anus is Burning. OK, we turn now to Sean Locke. Sean, your subject is jobs, paid positions of regular employment. Off you go, Sean.
My father used to say, if a job is not worth doing properly, it's not worth doing at all, which is bollocks. I have been handsomely paid for some extremely shoddy workmanship and even been asked back.
That's got to be true, Sean, hasn't it?
I'm sure I'm not alone. No, never. Always turn in a professional job, always.
Oh, really?
Subjective. It's subjective, really, that is. I've never phoned it in. Lured you in there.
There we are. No points available there, Zoe.
No.
No.
I've had many jobs, from health and safety officer for the Medellin cartel to quality control in a Wuhan bat market. That was